Pull up a chair and grab a loved one. It's time once again for gross
hospital stories
with your old Uncle Dak on Rant Radio. Rant Radio. Rant Radio. Rant Radio. Rant Radio.
Well, boys and girls, it's time for your Uncle Dak to pull out his trusty hip flask and tell you another long, tall tale.
How long?
Glug, glug, glug.
I haven't got to it yet. As I mentioned last week, this is a special story. This is part two of why children shouldn't play in front of trains. Which, as I told you last week, the first individual decided to actually get drunk and stumble in front of a train because he thought walking home on the railroad tracks would be faster.
Oh, it takes you right home.
Yeah, it does. So he was clipped by the train, and all he got for his troubles was about 35 stitches in the top of his skull and the nastiest clump of blood and dirt I've ever seen.
Whoa.
Scraped out of the top of his head.
That's it. They're not in our demographic anyway.
Yeah,
exactly.
So that wasn't too bad. But now here comes my favorite story. Now, I don't know if I got around to mentioning it, but I spent 5 years working at a hospital.
How long?
5 years.
Wow.
And in that time, I saw many things. And this is what I saw one night. Well, it's late evening. It's been a pretty quiet evening. Cops come in. Ambulance comes in. Fire department comes in. And they are working on this kid. Doesn't look too bad when you first look at him. He's got...
until you realize he's inside out.
he doesn't look...
Can we clean up that blood?
He doesn't look too bad. He has a compound fracture of the shoulder blade.
Ouch.
From what you can see.
Wow.
He has a compound fracture on his wrist.
Ouch. That'll leave a mark.
Now, you're wondering what could have caused this. Well, apparently, how he was called, like what brought him to the attention of the authorities was the driver of the train... is zooming down the road. Don't ask me what street it was on. I can't remember.
Who cares?
And he sees some guy standing in the middle of the fucking tracks. We're not talking walking. We're not talking laying. We're talking he's standing in front of the tracks, facing the train as it comes towards him. Arms out, as if to say, hi, train, kisses.
Snuggle.
Slam.
Suicide much?
Train smacks into this guy. He goes flying.
Whee! Making that distinctive spuck sound.
Yes, that distinctive spuck sound that you only get from the front of a train grill.
which is a ringing spuck.
The driver of the train then calls the authorities and goes, I just ran somebody down with my train. You might want to pick him up. It was near here. They go find this guy. He's not breathing. They do everything. They resuscitate him or try to. Pick him up, take him to us. We get him into our recess room. Doctor calls it very shortly thereafter.
Right.
No problem. Well, it's after midnight. And as I've mentioned as I've mentioned this before, at the hospital after midnight, the security guards were one of the people that were responsible for taking the bodies down to the morgue.
Aren't you lucky?
Yep, I love my job. Actually, it's not too bad. After about the first 1,000 bodies, it kind of gets easy.
Yeah.
So
get a sense of humor about it.
So now I get called in by the float nurse. We got to put him into the.
She the one who sits on the in the parade thing?
No. The float nurse is one that goes from floor to unit to unit.
Sorry.
To ask questions, to basically help out, to give like some extra assistance.
No, he's immune.
Float nurse calls for my help. She wants some hand getting him into his shroud. Now, I'm going to explain how you normally put a person into a shroud. You have a body. It is laying face up. So it's laying on its back.
You've told this one before. This is disgusting.
You take a plastic sheet. In some cases, they actually use cloth sheets. It's different. In this case, we use a plastic sheet. Now, you get one person to roll the body towards you. You pull it back towards you, one hand on the hip, one hand on the shoulder. Person puts half of the sheet down, you then put it down on its back, and you lift it up and push it away from you, and then you pull the shroud out. You wrap it over, you tie the hands up, you put a tag on the feet, you put some strings to tie the whole thing together like a giant pinata, and you take it down and you put it in the freezer.
Sounds basically like making a burrito.
It is. It's kind of like a burrito.
It's a people burrito.
It's a people
giant
burrito.
Giant meatbot burrito. Okay.
Well, now... I've told you that to give you an idea how it is. There's enough tension in the human body when you normally put your hand on the hip and the shoulder and you roll it towards you, the body lifts up. Okay. Now, I go to move this guy. I put my hand on his hip. I'm looking at him. Now, like I said, he's only got a couple of small wounds, but he don't look right. He's lumpy.
Kind of like a beanbag.
No. They're just, things aren't straight. He looks
wrong.
Wrong. It's a good word for it.
Does not bode well for the DVD.
I put my hand on his hip. I put my hand on his shoulder, and I go to roll him, and he folds in half.
Oh my God!
Oh yes, saw that one coming.
The sternum.
Did you fold him up like a flag?
The sternum is broken. The pelvis is broken. So there's nothing to hold the body together. So I go to roll him, and I only get half of him. I've never had that happen before. And what's worse is the noise.
That's a great sound.
Now, if you've ever heard a broken bone rubbed together, it's a yucky sound. Now, he knows what I'm talking about. He's broken.
Feeling sick now, Inky?
Try to imagine, if you want to do this, this is a little experiment you can try at home, kids. Get 20 pounds of ground chick.
Chick?
Chuck.
Ground chuck. Okay. Ground beef.
Go find a chick. Kill her. Grow 20
pounds
her
of
her.
20 pounds of, say that. No. 20 pounds of ground chuck.
Right.
Some pottery. Put it inside a leather bag. Take it on a metal table and roll it around. And listen for the little clinks and clunks and thumps and lumps that go together.
And that's what it sounds like.
Yeah. I swear to God, if we had body bags, I would have just slid them off the end of the table and then put them in that way, because it was easier than what we had to do to get
half
this guy.
Half a bottle of Certo, and that's it.
Yeah, exactly. So boys and girls, what it turned out to be was this guy decided to commit suicide out here. He'd come all the way from the east coast of Canada because he discovered he had AIDS.
Road trip.
Actually, I should say HIV. And decided to end it by stepping in front of a train.
Well, that'll do it.
Well, yeah, I understand, and I realize that HIV and AIDS suck, and, you know, suicide may seem like an option, but remember, if you do this, years later, fat security guards who you never even met will sit there on the radio and make fun of you.
So suicide is not an option.
Yeah, suicide is not an option, children. So that's it. That's your story from your old Uncle Dak.
That's disgusting.
That's even, filthy. That's
even
gross.
The poor reporter had her hand in front of her mouth.
Like, if you're going to kill yourself because you've got AIDS, okay, I can understand. Life might be hard to face. But don't risk the life of the poor guy with the pressure washer. That's just not cool.